This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
They said, take off your clothes. I had these little girl undies on, like little hearts on them, I remember. And they were laughing at that because they like that. The younger you look, the better it is. It turned very sexual, and it was abuse straight away from both of them.
Virginia Giuffre, your voice was heard. Right now, as we go to air, Prince Andrew arrested. That sound from our friends at Lifetime. That's right. Andrew, Prince Andrew, behind bars. Straight after Rob Shooter joining us, fellow Brit, host of Naughty But Nice, author of a brand new novel, climbing the charts on Amazon. It started with a whisper. You can find him at his Substack. Rob Shooter, what happened?
Absolute breaking news. My phone has been blowing up. So at 8 a.m. in the morning, the police, unmarked police cars, unmarked officers, they arrested the former Prince Andrew, Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. He was staying in Norfolk. So he has been kicked out of the Royal Lodge, which is his home on the estate of Windsor Castle. He has moved to a smaller house up in Norfolk while his big house was being renovated. It's his 66th birthday. I'm told from my insiders he was not even out of bed. 8 a.m. his time. He got woken up by the police, who arrested him, and he was taken into custody. Groundbreaking.
You know, right now, a convoy of police searching the former Prince Andrew's home. He's been behind bars now for multiple hours. Apparently, Rob Shooter, the royals were, quote, blindsided by a surprise raid.
You're absolutely right, Nancy. Nobody knew about this. I've spoke to my sources within the police force in London, the Thames Police, and they kept this really, really private. I asked them why, and they said they just don't trust anybody. Andrew is potentially a flight risk. He has made some indications that he would like to move full-time to the Middle East. Just last week, his daughter was in the Middle East with his ex-wife, Sarah Ferguson, and so they didn't want any body to know here. So they did not tell the king. They kept it very, very private within the police force. They didn't want him to be tipped off. And I'm not saying they didn't trust his brother. This is how the police operate. It's not on a trust level here. This is procedure. They just do not let people know. And let's remember too, Andrew now is a private citizen. He's not a member of the royal family. He is being treated like you and I and everybody else. So nobody had the heads up that this was going to happen, including the King of England.
See that photo right there? Oh, by the way, that footage earlier was the train wreck interview that Andrew, formerly Prince Andrew, did, and it brought on more questions than answers from our friends at BBC. This photo, that's Virginia Giuffre as a teen girl, and that's Prince Andrew with his paw wrapped around the girl.
I don't believe it's a picture of me in London, because when I go out in London, I wear a suit and a tie. That's what I would describe as those are my travelling clothes. Wow, that's me, but whether that's my hand or whether that's the position, I have simply no recollection of a photograph ever being taken.
What is he saying? That from our friends at BBC, and it goes on. It's just like, he just couldn't stop. It got worse and worse and worse. Do you remember that interview where he goes, oh, yeah, that's me, but is that my hand? What are traveling clothes? What is he talking about?
He's talking absolute nonsense. In fact, it now turns out that pretty much everything he said in that 2019 interview to the BBC was all lies. He also claimed in the interview that he cut ties with Jeffrey Epstein after he found out about who he was. We now know from emails that is absolutely not the truth. So Andrew is now a proven liar. I don't use that word likely, but pretty much everything he said in the interview that the royal family did not want him to do. He was so arrogant, he was so full of himself, he thought that he could go on national TV and make this all go away. Now that interview is going to be used against him, and pretty much everything he told us in that interview turned out not to be true.
Joining me now, Sydney Sumners, Crime Stories investigative reporter. Sydney, he is actually not under arrest for what he did allegedly to Virginia Giuffre and allegedly to others, other young girls. That's not why he's been taken into custody. And the three of us have discussed this many times, me, you, Shooter, about how and what charge would actually stick. And it's amazingly not claims of child abuse. Tell me, Sydney.
Improper conduct in office, misconduct in office. That's what has Andrew Mountbatten Windsor behind bars today. They allege that emails revealed in the latest tranche of Epstein documents show that Andrew shared confidential reports regarding investment opportunities in the Middle East. And that is what they have picked him up on this morning.
Okay, let me understand. Now, this is a hypothetical, okay? Shooter, this is the way, you know, when I would argue to juries, I very rarely, well, I had to state the law, but I would try to give an example, which is a lot easier to understand. For instance, let's just pretend Andrew calls Epstein, he writes it like a big idiot. If you don't want it in page six, don't write it. Don't. Anyway, he puts in an email, example, hey, the Saudis are going to build the London Eye. They've got the contract. Invest now. That would be an example of sharing delicate business information in his capacity as a trade envoy for Great Britain for someone else to capitalize and use illegally for their own pecuniary interest, their own monetary gain. Is that the way you understand the charges? Not the London Eye. That didn't happen. The Saudis didn't build it. But that's an example of tipping somebody off with insider information, so to speak, and they make money off of it.
Yeah, this is why Martha Stewart went to jail here in America. He had access to information that nobody else would have, very few people would have. He was a trade envoy in Britain for a decade. It was not a job that the Foreign Office wanted him to have. His mother, Queen Elizabeth, pressured them into giving him this job. And for a decade, he swanned around the world on a private plane, meeting people, trying to encourage trade in Britain. Because of that job for a decade, he had access to private information where other countries, other people could not only make money, but they also would be given secrets, state secrets, stuff that just shouldn't have been shared. Now it looks, it's alleged, as if he gave that information to Jeffrey Epstein, and goodness knows what he did with it. But that's what he's being called upon here. I think when we hear Epstein, we think it's sex, we think it's young girls. All of that may have happened, but that was not why he was arrested. This morning he was arrested because he was a special trade envoy to Britain within the Foreign Office. They complained about him. They called him a buffoon. For a decade, he went around the world meeting some really, really unscrupulous people, strong men, dictators, and that is what ultimately has got him arrested.
Put up, Shooter. My stars, Shooter. The way you just said that, it's very sobering to think that any state secret was entrusted to Andrew, who couldn't even pull off the BBC interview. It was horrible. It was his undoing. So just think that through. Follow that course of reasoning. What did he know that he shared with foreign, let me just say, business people? They certainly wouldn't be dignitaries.
Yeah,
I mean, of all ilk. Yeah. The Saudis, the Russians, the Chinese. Remember the spy? Can you jog our memory about the spy fraternizing with Andrew?
Andrew had access to pretty much everybody that trades with Britain. He chose to focus on some of the most dangerous, most unscrupulous people in the world, so much so that the Foreign Office sent the Prime Minister a letter saying they were absolutely horrified with what he was doing, who he was meeting with. Also, to these people, he wasn't just sharing secrets, he was trading favours. We now know through the emails with Epstein, he was giving private tours of Buckingham Palace. He was setting up meetings when foreign dignitaries were in Britain, some of which the royal family would never, ever meet with publicly. Epstein, through the emails that we have seen, set up meetings with Andrew, with his ex-wife, Sarah Ferguson. And so Andrew here is up to his neck in this kind of case that feels like espionage. We do not know what secrets he gave, but we don't need to know the details of that. That stuff should never come out. I think the damage has already been done. But what we do know, or at least what is alleged through the new emails to Jeffrey Epstein, is that Andrew was leaking stuff to Jeffrey, who then was passing it on to different governments, different powerful people, different enemies around the world.
The alleged Chinese spy to whom I am referring is Yang Tengho, who, of course, denies that he is a spy. He obviously had an unusual degree of trust with Andrew. And he was previously known only as H6 due to anonymity orders protecting his ID. That was uncovered. What in the world is Andrew doing with an alleged Chinese spy? This is where I'm going with this. Do you believe that there is a chance, not a remote chance, but a very good chance, that this is just the tip of the iceberg of what Prince Andrew was gabbing to other foreign entities and getting paid most likely for it?
Yeah, I think that you're right, Nancy. This is all that we know about today, but this story is moving very quickly. We know more today than we knew yesterday, and we're going to know more tomorrow than we know today. If Andrew's capable of doing this, and he did it, it looks like, for 10 years. If he's capable of doing this, a lot is going to come out. A decade, Nancy. This wasn't 10 weeks. This wasn't 10 months. For 10 years, he had this really privileged position. He had no qualifications for it. He just happened to be Queen Elizabeth's son. And he had nothing to do. He had no job, very, very few formal qualifications. And he was given a job that we would not be given. And then he kept the job, even though there were so many red flags. There was red flags for the last 10 years and nobody did anything. And now the big question in Britain is, what did people know? When did they know it? What did the king know? What did his mommy know? He got a job. He kept a job he wasn't qualified to do. And even worse than that, Nancy, he used this job to help himself.
How long have you known about Andrew and Epstein? Yeah. Have you asked the police to cover up for Andrew? Have you asked the police to cover up for Andrew?
Do you hear the heckler yelling, how long did you know about Andrew and Epstein? That's from our friends at Sky News. So you're absolutely right, Rob Shooter. This is opening up a huge can of worms for the royals. I would like to think that they knew nothing. I assume they knew nothing, because if they had, they don't want a scandal at all. No. They're trying to preserve the monarchy. What? No,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I'm told from my sources that there are emergency meetings now happening inside the palace. William is the one that pushed all this. For a long time, his brother, Andrew's brother, King Charles, really handled Andrew with kid gloves. Queen Elizabeth brushed this under the carpet. So they might have known it was happening a long time. There was a lot of red flags, but they did nothing. That has changed today. There are emergency meetings. My insiders tell me that the king has no intention of stepping down. There have been some reports in Britain that the king might abdicate and give the throne to his son, William, so they can have a fresh start. I'm told the family has met
Shooter,
today.
Princess, please stop. Please stop with the abdication. Every time there's a crisis, everyone says, oh, they're going to abdicate. Nobody's abdicating. That's not happening. All right, so just what I want to find out is what all can be proved on Andrew. And you and I have discussed many times on and off camera that it wouldn't be the child molestations, which I believe happened. I believe Virginia Giuffre. And that photo we keep showing, I'm going to go back to Sydney on what is that photo of Andrew hanging over a young girl lying on a floor, on the floor. Yeah, that. But shooter, day one, you and I agreed that the statute of limitations had run on many of the molestation cases. Virginia Giuffre passed away, as have many people connected to Epstein. Many. Now, we've always agreed that it was going to be a charge relating to misuse of his position, either intimidating police into covering something up or investigating Giuffre, something to do with his trade envoy position. And that's exactly what's happened, because that can be proven. No statute of limitations has run on that, right, shooter?
Absolutely right, Nancy. Al Capone went to jail under tax charges here in America. That's how they got him. So often, too, the way that they manage to capture you, the way they manage to arrest you is for an adjacent crime. It is very, very difficult to prove the Virginia Giuffre case. It has been settled. He paid £12 million to settle that. Interesting. A million of which came from his brother, the King. And so he knew a little bit more about this than we think. But these are crimes now that are easier to prove. Emails, texts, phone records now, documents that were exchanged that shouldn't have been. That's what they're looking into now. Multiple homes were raided this morning at 8 a.m. when they arrested Andrew. What they're looking for is laptops and documentation that's going to help them prove this case.
And also they'll be looking at the same documentation on the other end. Like, a powder keg was Epstein's emails. And in Epstein's emails, which some of them have been released, not all of the Epstein files, of course, these emails were found from Andrew. Back to Sydney Sumner, tell me about the raid and the actual charges are relating to allegations of using his position to pass on government trade secrets. He has not been formally charged as in an indictment, but he has been arrested on these charges. And is it true he faces a potential life sentence? And what are those photos we keep showing?
Well, that's a lot. But we do know, yes, those charges do carry a possible lifetime sentence. So even though it's not directly for what happened with Virginia Giuffre, this could put Andrew behind bars for the rest of his life. And yes, these charges relate to misuse of his position, his power, exchanging these documents just minutes after he received them, private, confidential reports on these trade envoys that went straight to Epstein immediately after he received them. And these photos, Nancy, that we're seeing, this is from the latest tranche of Epstein documents released. And there is absolutely no context as to what is going on here, when they were taken, where they were taken. We can only recognize that that is Andrew, once again, over what looks to be a young woman touching her on all fours. In what circumstance would this happen in a playful manner that is not inappropriate in some way, shape, or form?
No universe. Hey, very quickly, Rob Shooter, what are the royals? What about King Charles and William? What are they saying to this?
King Charles has put out a statement saying we have to follow the law here. What's really interesting, too, is hours after his brother's arrest that he did not know was happening. They did not tip him off. He did something very, very unusual. King Charles attended a fashion show in London for the first time. He's never been to Fashion Week in London, but he clearly wants to get out there, prove that he's got nothing to hide, that he's not hiding. William and Kate have been slower to put out a statement here as of right now, that there hasn't been one, but we do know that William is the force behind this. William has been pushing from day one to make sure there was a reckoning and accountability here. Charles was much slower to get there, but now they are there. And also, too, the Prime Minister has put out a statement saying nobody is above the law.
Right now, the brother of the King of England has been arrested. And I firmly believe it has to do with Epstein and the release of the Epstein files, what was in the Epstein files, goaded law enforcement in Great Britain to act. But it's not just about molestation, which would be very hard to prove at this juncture for various legal reasons. This is about allegations he passed on British trade secrets to other foreign entities. And for what? A private plane ride? 10 grand? Who knows for what? But I guarantee you, we'll find out. Thank you, Sydney Sumner. Thank you, Rob Shooter. Thank you for being with us. This gives many of us great faith that even the great and powerful will be subjected to the rule of law. Nancy Grace signing off. Goodbye, friend. This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.